USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration granted an emergency use authorization Saturday to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. The company says it will have 20 million doses produced and delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Naheed Bedelia is the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center, and she tells MSNBC that Johnson & Johnson getting approval means more shots in more arms.
I think alone it adds incrementally more doses, right? Partly because one dose of Johnson & Johnson means that you've achieved at least full immunity. You need two doses of the other two, and so 20 million means 20 million more people.
Having a third vaccine available is expected to accelerate vaccination efforts that have already administered more than 66 million shots in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Biden is defending his decision to launch airstrikes in Syria as part of the country's right to self-defense, even as some in his own party question his authority to do so. Biden told Congress Saturday in a letter that he'd ordered the strikes to defend U.S. personnel and allies in the area in response to an attack on Erbil International Airport 2 weeks ago. Congressman Brad Sherman agrees with the president over the legality of his move. The California Democrat tells Fox News that the strikes were the appropriate response.
I think the vast majority of our caucus supports what President Biden did. First, as a legal matter, we did authorize the use of force in Iraq. I was there for that vote. Many were not. And that authorization allows us, of course, to protect our forces. When you under-respond to an attack, when you fail to respond, you invite another attack. When we failed to sanction Russia for what it did to our elections, we ended up, by under-responding, with them targeting our soldiers in Afghanistan and putting bounties on their heads.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Costco is the latest major company to increase the minimum wage paid to their employees. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide in 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C., and in Puerto Rico. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a popular cartoon character will soon get its own theme park. Mike Fortier has the story from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Legoland Florida Resort announcing this week it will open a theme park dedicated to a cartoon pig. The Peppa Pig theme park will open next year with rides, live shows, character interactions, and, of course, Muddy Puddles. Legoland says everything in the park will be designed to appeal to families with preschoolers. The park will be separate from Legoland and have its own entrance. Peppa Pig's a British cartoon for kids that first aired in 2004. It's now in about 200 countries. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.